it'll be a partial government shutdown, but it certainly involves the Department of Homeland Security, which is where ICE is housed. And what it boils down to is that Democrats have determined that giving more blank checks to ICE, who already has a budget bigger than the military budget of most European countries and is completely off the rails and lawless and acting like a bunch of secret police thugs in American cities, that we can't do that without major reforms. And Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer have put together a list of, I believe, 10 very meaningful reforms, ending the masking, ending these administrative warrants that ICE uses to barge into people's homes. There's a whole list of things that need to be done, and truly independent investigations when use of force occurs, body cams and so forth. And it looks like the administration and our Republican colleagues are unwilling to do these things. So we're not going to give. I don't think you'll see many Democrats agreeing to continue to fund ICE without these things, and I don't think Republicans are necessarily going to agree to them. So it does seem like we're on a collision course.
Are your colleagues divided on all of these proposals or just some of them? And is that opposition limited to Republicans, given that we saw 7 Democrats vote last month to approve ICE funding?
You know, I can't guarantee that there wouldn't be a few Democrats that crossed over and voted to fund ICE even without meaningful reforms. But I can tell you the overwhelming sentiment of my House Democratic caucus is no way. And that is a passionately held position. So we'll see where this goes. I suspect that there will be a partial shutdown for at least some period of time. I think we have the high ground here. And I think the American people are completely with us because they've seen with their own eyes what's going on. American citizens murdered by these secret police thugs and the brutal tactics that are rolling out, not just in Minneapolis, but in many other cities and probably coming to a city near you if we don't enact these guardrails.
The current funding is set to expire going into the government shutdown, but I guess I'm not clear on how this will actually impact ICE funding due to the big, beautiful bill.
Honestly, it's a good question, Lauren. Because of what Republicans did in their big, ugly bill, ICE has a lot of directed funding that will not be affected. And so when you hear about a partial government shutdown, unfortunately, that could involve, you know, lots of different functions of the Department of Homeland Security, but the one that we actually want to rein in and change will probably continue to get all the funding it needs.
How do you see this playing out, and is there a path forward?
Well, the path forward, as I see it, is for Republicans to make some concessions, to start treating Democrats as if we are relevant. I mean, they have just steamrolled Democrats at every turn in this Congress, and the administration doesn't like to talk about Democrats or engage with us, you know, except to vilify us. He actually stood up at the National Prayer Breakfast last week, of all places, and said that people of faith can't even be Democrats because we're just so awful. And, you know, it's one thing after another with him like that. He doesn't want Republicans to work with Democrats, and that has to change if we're going to get out of this.
And finally, Congressman Huffman, as Donald Trump seeks to nationalize elections, we're already hearing from constitutional lawyers who warn that the rule of law is effectively dead, citing concerns that the president now has a private police force, drawing parallels to authoritarian regimes like Hitler's SS, who enforced racial purity.
Yeah, this is right out of the playbook of any major dictator. It should be chilling to any American who knows anything about history, including recent history with Orban and other dictatorships. So look, this week we are going to have another Republican bill on the House floor called the Save America Act, which is like their previous version, the SAVE Act, but on steroids now, where you've sort of got to prove your citizenship, not only to register to vote, but to actually vote every single time, jumping through all these different hoops. And every state has to provide all its voter data to, Kristi Noem and to Pam Bondi and anyone else in the Trump administration that wants to comb through it and use it. So it's a huge departure from the way we've always handled elections. It is very much in line with Trump trying to nationalize elections, and this is a big, big deal. This is something we need to draw a line on and fight about. And thankfully, I think there's very little chance of this going anywhere in the Senate, but we're certainly going to fight like hell this week here in the House, and I hope, given the narrow margins of the Republican majority, we might have a chance of stopping it.